Well, good evening, Chairperson, and to everybody. Thank you very much again for the opportunity to just say a few words. Firstly, let me just express our collective gratitude on behalf of millions of South Africans who love freedom and justice, and this year celebrating 100 years of the struggle led by the ANC against the system of apartheid, which was declared as a crime against humanity. And thank you very much again for holding the last tribunal in that country, a country that we have played such an important role in liberating. I'm a black South African who was born into the conditions that so many of you did everything in your power to end. For that, we shall never, and we shall forever rather, be indebted to each one of you and millions across the globe for helping release Nelson Mandela. Today, I return to you to speak about my own personal experiences, and I don't have time to talk about everything, but I was born into conditions of child labor, born on a farm on a date, a month, and a year no one remembers in my family, because farm workers then were undocumented and did not even have the most of the basic facilities such as hospitals and schools. I know what life was like under the brutal regime supported by equally brutal employers whose profits depended on the creation and the maintenance of slavery conditions. I know the pain of humiliation, deprivation, and hunger. I have known what it is like to sleep in the open in the middle of the coldest winter following the evictions of my parents in the farms. When I was involved myself in a struggle for freedom and justice, I personally suffered oppression, torture, detention without trial in the bandstands which were created by the apartheid regime. I've witnessed countless massacres of our people, countless deaths in detention, countless hangings of freedom fighters, forced removals, and black-on-black violence instigated by the agents of the regime. Only last month, we were mourning yet again the brutal killing of Steve Biko on the 12th of September, 1977. Apartheid was correctly declared a crime against humanity. I followed the history of the people of Palestine with keen interest, owing to my own background. With my own and my people's history, it appears to me that there will be something fundamentally wrong with me and indeed every South African if we were to be indifferent to the suffering visited on the people of Palestine for so many decades. The Russell Tribunal held in Cape Town, after listening to the testimonies of the people of South Africa and those from Palestine, came to the correct conclusion that Israel is practicing apartheid against the people of Palestine. I believe that whilst apartheid was atrocious beyond the description of the words, the difference between South Africa and the Palestine is that the latter is facing an aggressive attempt to drive all the citizens of that country into exile and take away their right to citizenship. Today, only around 20% of the land that used to belong to the people of Palestine remains. As we heard yesterday, Palestinians constitute the biggest group of refugees in the world, with around 6 million having been forced to flee. Secondly, the apartheid regime had an army that could defeat the army of the combined African force. But as brutal as they were, they never used chemical weapons and more sophisticated weapons on citizens. Yes, there were bandstands, but there was no physical erection of the highest wall of up to 8 meters and the longest of around 832 kilometers when completed to enforce apartheid as we are witnessing in Palestine today. My disappointment is the absence of the American unions, together with many of our friends who played such an important role in the defeat of apartheid in South Africa. This makes me to recall the words of one African leader who once, in his attempt to mobilize women to stand up against a patriarchal system in his country in Burkina Faso, once declared, and I quote him, "I hear the roar of the women's silence." Today, let me say, I can hear the roar of the American Union's silence. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at time of challenge and controversy. This is a quote from a well-known American civil rights activist in the form of Martin Luther King Jr. My challenge to those who helped free us in South Africa is, the people of Palestine are crying. Hear their cry. Thank you very much.